From Wall Street to your street and Washington, too. Listen to podcasts from the Wall Street Journal and get the world delivered to your ears. Look for us on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and the Google Play Music app. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.
Prepaid cards will soon go under the regulatory microscope. That's next.
From Wall Street to Main Street to your street. This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to this edition of Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. Prepaid cards have been marketed to tens of millions of Americans, many of them lower income, and who have no or limited access to regular bank accounts. That's attracting the scrutiny of federal regulators. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, or CFPB, plans to roll out a new rule this fall that would bring oversight of the prepaid sector closer to regulations covering banks. Here with the story is The Wall Street Journal's Yuka Hayashi. Yuka, how long have prepaid cards been around? Didn't they start out as gift cards?
Yes, they did. They have been around for decades. But in the past 10 years or so, there have been tremendous changes in the sector. And for the type of cards that's known as general purpose reloadable cards, the changes have made them into sort of multifunctional money management product for ordinary people that's similar to regular bank accounts.
And as you say in your article, these cards have at least one brand, one major brand, be it Visa or American Express, correct?
One of those major credit card logos.
Isn't this the government's first real effort to police the market?
Yes, this is a sector that has been overseen by several regulators in very fragmented ways. So this time, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, which is an agency that was created after the financial crisis, came in and started making the country's first broad, comprehensive rule that will cover the sector.
What would the new rule require prepaid card companies to do?
There will be several things. One is to make more stringent disclosure. They're going to ask prepaid companies to make two types of disclosures related to fees and how their products function. One is called short form, and the other one is called long form that will have more detailed explanations. And the short form can be found on the package of the card when you go buy a card at a store.
This seems like it's a good time for this new rule to come into effect. The market for prepaid cards has been growing, hasn't it? This is more and more people have become unbanked, or as you say, underbanked.
The market has definitely been growing very sharply. For the loadable, general-purpose reloadable cards, the amount that is going to be loaded this year is going to be about $300 billion, and that is almost a double the amount that was seen in 2010.
And this rule has been in the works for a few years, 4 years. Describe the new overdraft rule that the CFPB is working on with regard to prepaid cards.
Okay, the overdraft rule is part of this broader prepaid card rule, and that's one aspect of the rule that is controversial, with some companies opposing it it very strongly. Basically, what is going to happen is if the user triggers overdraft, then the companies will be asked to treat that as the customer taking out credit. Then the card becomes subject to rules that are similar to those used by credit cards. That means when you issue cards, the company has to underwrite the cards, meaning that they have to make sure that the borrower has the ability to repay. So that would make it very costly for these companies to issue cards with overdraft functions.
But it's not completely opposed by the industry, is it?
Yes, that is true. That is because there are very few prepaid cards that do have overdraft functions. Others don't. And that means, what it means is when the user, when the customer uses up what's loaded on the card, then he or she can no longer use the card to make payment.
And Yuka, you also write that one key aspect to be closely watched is whether the new rule will cover digital wallets. Why don't you explain that?
Yes. Well, as I mentioned earlier, the prepaid card has went through a significant transition over the past several years. And a lot of changes have been driven by the introduction of new technology. And as part of that, digital products, basically apps found on your smartphones, now play functions that are very, very similar to what prepaid cards, meaning plastic cards, can do. So now the regulators have been looking at these digital products, digital wallets, as a target of this new coming rule. And when we say digital wallets, the products that are included are things like Venmo, that's a service run by PayPal.
The Wall Street Journal's Yuka Hayashi, thank you very much for being on the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
And that's this edition of Your Money Matters. Thank you for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the news desk in New York.
For more podcasts, check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.